go. It's only 8 months until Christmas.
That's a shitload of time, Santa.
Not for 2 billion kids, it's not.
But not all of them are nice.
Well, we gotta at least make 1 billion toys, and one fucking Etch-a-Sketch is just not gonna work.
But those are really hard to make. They're full of sand, so I keep having to go to the beach with a bucket.
And what's your excuse, Orna?
I made a monster truck, Santa.
You made one fucking monster truck in 4 months?
Well, Santa, it has 4 wheels. That's a wheel a month.
Give me that damn thing. Ow!
Ow!
Hey there.
The cops. Santa, I gotta use the bathroom.
That fellow looks like somebody who's wanted for some pretty terrible crimes against children.
He is.
Well, Santa, I hate to have to do this to you, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
A warrant? What did I do?
Well, apparently you killed the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting.
No, I didn't.
Santa's voice gets high-pitched when he lies.
Orna, shut up. No, I didn't. I didn't shoot anybody.
Well, the rumor is that he was banging your wife.
Oh, he was. He was banging my wife.
Well, maybe you killed him out of anger?
No, I didn't kill him out of anger. Fuck no.
Okay, well, I'm still gonna have to arrest you all the same.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
I do, sir, yes.
I'm Santa Claus!
Yes, I know, but you're under arrest, sir. Come on.
Order, order, order! I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus, who is being accused of shooting and killing the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting. Naughty, naughty. Mr. Claus, how do you plead?
Not guilty. I didn't do it.
Very convincing. But let's go over the case. Apparently, the Easter Bunny was having sexual relations with your wife. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He banged the shit out of her.
I'm so sorry about that. And did knowing the Easter Bunny had your wife bent over like this, did that piss you off, knowing he was doing that to your wife?
Oh, fuck yeah. It made me want to shoot him in a drive-by shooting.
Now, it is weird that you say that, because you are being accused of shooting him in a drive-by shooting.
Oh, well, I didn't do it.
I would like to believe you, but we also have this 911 recording from the Easter Bunny on the night he died.
Oh, 911, it's me, the Easter Bunny. Santa just shot my ass. He just pulled up in a car. He shot me.
He was probably hallucinating before he died. I don't fucking know.
I have a question for you, Santa. Where were you on the night of December 30th?
I think I remember that night and where I was. I was in the passenger seat of a car with a gun in my hand, riding around listening to YNW Melly's Murder on My Mind.
He was listening to Murder on My Mind by YNW Melly.
Well, fuck. You got me.
Finally, the truth. Mr. Santa Claus, I find you guilty of murdering the Easter Bunny. But since he was banging your wife and you did tell the truth, after just a little bit of lying, I sentence you to be the Easter Bunny this year. That means you have to hide the eggs for all the kids and do Easter Bunny things. And if you don't do it, I sentence you to death by firing squad.
Easter Bunny? I don't want to do that gay shit.
Can't see shit out of this thing. Gay as hell. Nobody wants eggs. They want presents. Who invented this damn holiday anyways?
What the fuck? Holly! There's some guy with a bunny rabbit mask dressed as Santa Claus throwing eggs in our yard or some shit. I'm gonna go yell at him and tell him to stop it. Hey, what the fuck you think you're doing in my yard?
I'm the Easter Bunny delivering your damn eggs. Be happy.
Well, if you don't get the fuck out of my yard, I'm gonna threaten to call the police. Assault! Assault! You see that? I'm gonna call the police on you for assaulting me! There he is, officer! The fuckhead in the bunny rabbit Santa suit that threw eggs at me!
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
I'm delivering Easter eggs. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, you're the Easter Bunny, huh?
Yeah, I was court-ordered to do it.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, you've been drinking a lot tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. How about you just go home and sleep this off? How's that sound?
Well, no, I gotta deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Oh, all of the yards?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you're doing a great job. I think you're actually supposed to hide them, not just, like, throw them around on the lawn.
Oh.
Yeah, and it looks like you're running out of eggs.
That's okay. I got more in the truck.
In the truck?
Yeah.
So you've been driving like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Hey, how about you just go home and sleep this off, huh?
No, I need to deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me because I'm going to be getting a lot of calls about people complaining about a Santa bunny just throwing eggs at people. That doesn't sound like something I want to deal with tonight. Okay, well, now I'm going to have to take you down to the police station for throwing eggs at me. No?
No.
Okay. Well, now we're at the point where I'm not asking, so come on.
Order, order, order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of... I'm sorry, Mr. Drunk Man with the Bunny Mask. What is your name?
I'm the Easter Bunny.
See, Your Honor, I'm sorry. We're not going to get any answers from him tonight. He's so drunk. He thinks he's the Easter Bunny.
Actually, I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, see what I mean? He's hammered.
I see. Well, sir, you are being charged with littering eggs in a person's yard, public intoxication, and assaulting a police officer by throwing eggs in his face. Take your mask off so I can see who you are.
What, Santa Claus? Why are you dressed like the Easter Bunny?
Oh, shit! Damn it, Officer Guy! I sentenced Santa Claus to be the Easter Bunny this year because he murdered the real Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting!
Wait, you got caught? Are they looking for the driver? Damn, Santa, I didn't know you were on the naughty list.
Yes, he's free to go. He has to go deliver eggs to all the children. But, Officer Guy, I order you to assist him in his Easter Bunny duties, or else you will be held in contempt of court.
Okay, sir. God damn it. Well, I guess this is better than getting busted for helping Santa with a drive-by shooting. Come on, Santa.
Marvin, it's Easter. We have to go paint eggs and hide them before Jeffy wakes up so he can go look for them.
Baby, isn't he too old to celebrate Easter? We need to tell him.
No, Marvin, we can't tell him. He loves looking for the eggs. Oh, no, here he comes!
Where the fuck are they?
Where's what?
The bunny rabbit turds. Little pelts of rabbit shit. Like Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa shit puffs.
Well, Jeffy, I don't think the Easter Bunny poops on the ground.
He's gotta poop somewhere!
Well, he doesn't poop while he's delivering his eggs, and you should be looking for eggs.
Okay, well, let's go outside and look for them. Come on, Daddy!
Okay, give us 1 second.
Marvin, you don't have any eggs out there!
I'm gonna improvise you. Just hold on.
No eggs and no bunny rabbit fuck.
Jeffy, stop with the bad language.
You stop with the bad language.
Listen, the reason why the Easter Bunny hasn't delivered eggs yet is because there's a 97th annual town Easter egg hunt, and he decided to deliver all the eggs in one spot instead of all around the place because of flood zones.
Okay, let's go. I'll go grab my basket.
All right, let's go.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to the 97th annual Easter egg hunt. Pardon this rash on my lip. I kissed a hooker last week, and I'm starting to get worried. Remember, kids, never kiss a hooker. They're not people. Anyway, a little birdie told me the Easter Bunny himself is going to be here later.
Holy fucking Easter egg fuck!
Jeffy, language.
No, Dave, the Easter Bunny's coming. You better go get in your suit.
I'm not the Easter Bunny, Jeffy.
Yes, you are.
When's the Easter Bunny going
to
be here?
Well, actually, the real Easter Bunny was shot to death back in December, but we have somebody else coming to stand in for him.
Oh.
Well, there he is now.
Jesus. Christ, Santa, you couldn't put the bottle down for 1 minute?
This is my last one.
What? No, say hi to the kids.
Ho, 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 ho!
Stop saying ho, ho, ho. The Easter Bunny doesn't ho.
What the fuck does the Easter Bunny say?
Jesus, your beer breath. I can smell it through the mask. I don't know, say hippity hoppity or some shit.
Hey, hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way!
Yeah, hop.
Huh, huh.
Okay, I can see why you weren't in the NBA. Say hi to the Easter Bunny, kids!
Holy fucking dick cheese in the morning, Daddy! It's a fucking Easter Bunny! It's him! He's here!
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of like him.
Okay, kids, one at a time. You don't want him to throw up on you.
I can handle my shit.
God, he's a fucking mess.
Hey, Easter Bunny, can I sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Easter?
Sure.
Okay, I want the golden egg, and when I open it up, fucking $1 million in it.
Yeah, me too, kid.
Hey, Mr. Easter Bunny, can you blink?
Don't hit the Easter Bunny,
don't
please.
Do that.
Wait, something ain't right.
Don't.
Santa Claus, you're the Easter Bunny?
No, he only killed the Easter Bunny.
Ah! He killed the Easter Bunny and he's wearing his skin like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre!
No, 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 no.
Calm down.
All right, Santa, you're free to go.
Santa, I gotta use the bathroom again.
You know, I know he's on a list somewhere.
He is.
Yeah, I don't feel like chasing him. Well, Santa, how'd you like being the Easter Bunny?
Well, it was gay as hell.
You know, Santa, we don't really say that word anymore.
Oh, well, it was gay as fuck.
No, I didn't mean hell. You know what? Never mind. I just hope me helping you out today makes you think about possibly getting me the Home Alone Lego set for Christmas.
I'll think about it.
Okay, thanks, Santa. Hey, can I actually take this?
I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
Why not? Oh, ew, Santa, ew!
Well, Santa comes more than once a year, you know.
It's so boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murderer today. Where do you want to put him?
Just put him with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out. Ooh, what is this? Hello, this is hell.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess Playset Ramble Dash. Okay, well, Ramble Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever, ever, ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do.
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Let's see. Dear Satan, he wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy.
Did you say Jeffy?
No! Go back to cleaning the bathrooms!
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Boy, I'm here to deliver presents.
Ah! The fucking devil!
Get the cross, honey.
Oh,
the power of Christ compels you. 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 What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you this train book.
Big old Satan!
What the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bath.
I'm on it.
The bath. Why do you need... Ow! Okay, shit. Okay, asshole. I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
Ugh.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs. Wall?
No.
Is Wall Jr. there?
There are no walls here.
Then how does the roof stay up? Ha ha ha!
This is hell, there is no roof. Ugh, fuck that kid. But yes, I want to do something nice for the children, but not him.
So, why don't you just dress up like Santa and pretend to be him? That way, they can't tell that you're the devil.
Yes, that's a good idea. If I wear a disguise, maybe they won't hit me with bats. I will try this.
Now, Timmy, the only reason the devil showed up is because you're gay, and being gay is a sin. So Leviticus 18:22 says, stop it.
Boy!
Who the hell are you?
I am Satan Claus.
Santa Claus? But Christmas already passed.
Yeah, well, I forgot some stuff, like this train book for your son.
Well, my son's on the naughty list for being gay, so we don't want that.
Well, I am Santa Claus, and I say he can have it.
Well, we're his parents, and we say he can't have it.
Look, just let your kid have his toys.
No, return the sender.
Let him play with toys.
No, you take that back, or else I'm gonna hit you with the bat.
With the bat? Why would you get the...
Ow, ow! Get out of my house!
I'm leaving, okay? Damn!
Ugh.
So, how did your Santa Claus disguise go?
I got hit with a bat again.
What? But why?
I don't know. I guess those people are just assholes.
So they'll be here one day?
Yeah, probably.
And I can give them aid.
Now, hold on, my phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is there someone named Hugh there?
Hugh who?
First name's Hugh, last name Jack?
I guess I can check. Is that a huge ass here? Hello, huge ass? Billy, do you see a huge ass?
No, don't see a huge ass here.
No, there is no huge ass. Wait a minute! Fuck you! How does this kid have my number?
I don't know, but are you gonna keep using your Santa Claus disguise?
Yes, I guess so. Alright, I'll try a different house.
God, I hate taking down the Christmas tree. Every year you gotta put up the tree, just take it down. Put it up and take it down.
Marvin, calm down. Don't have such a bad attitude. Hey, we can make it fun. Like, let's make a song about it. You know, here we go, we're taking down our pretty Christmas tree. And taking down our pretty Christmas tree. Love and joy come to you, and we'll take down your tree.
Okay, I'd rather do it quiet.
Daddy, if you want this Christmas tree down, then that fucker's going down.
Timber!
Oh, lumberjack dick, cutting trees down and shit.
Hey, that was a big tree on the ground.
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
No, we need to drag this outside.
Okay, well then drag out John.
Well, you gotta help me grab it.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you grab that side of the tree and I'll grab this side.
I got something for you to grab. This old Jeffy hog. Old Vienna sausage dick. Old slimy and in a can and shit.
Jeffy, stop talking like that. Go grab a trash bag so we can put this tree away.
Okay.
What? Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
I came to give your son the fishy he wanted for Christmas.
Why do you look like you have a sunburn?
Yeah, you're all red.
Oh, I was delivering presents in Africa. It's very sunny there.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you deliver this on Christmas?
It fell out of my bag in Africa, so I came back to get it. But look, it's a robo fishy, and it swims in 5 different directions.
What are the 5 directions?
Up, down, left, right, and backwards, but not forwards. I don't know. I didn't make it. I mean, I did make it. My elves made it. Do you love me?
Yeah, we love Santa Claus. Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, I couldn't find a trash bag, but I found this bat.
Well, look, Santa Claus came to visit you.
You want round 2, fucker?
Round 2? What are you talking about? I'm trying to
find the bat again. Hey, wait a minute. That's the devil.
Ugh. Oh, what happened this time?
I got beat up with a bat again.
What? Again? No way.
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh, goddammit, it's that kid again. Listen here, motherfucker. There are no walls, no refrigerator, and no huge ass, so just leave me alone. Craig, why are you using that kind of language? Mother? I'm sorry, I've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. Well, why don't you call me on the Christmas? Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm supposed to be evil. Not calling your mother on Christmas is evil. Why can't you be more like your brother? Mom, why are you Italian? What the fuck?
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, now I'm gonna go back to being evil. I'm gonna go back to that house and beat up them with the baseball bat.
Yes.
Well, elves, we had a successful Christmas.
Whoa!
But we didn't get as many letters as we normally get.
Aww. That is weird.
The phone's ringing.
We'll answer the damn thing.
Okay, don't get so angry. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, apparently kids have been spelling your name wrong on their Christmas letters, and they've been sending them to Satan.
Who?
The devil has been getting your Christmas letters.
Oh, no!
And also, he's been going around and giving presents out to the kids.
Fuck!
He's making you look bad, Santa.
I don't like it when I get made look bad, Pepper!
I like it when you get angry. Thank you.
All right, let's go stop this devil.
Go get him, Santa. Fuck him up.
Jeffy, stop hitting the tree with a bat.
Fuck it.
Play.
The devil?
Yup.
What are you doing here?
I came to get revenge for the hitting me with the bat.
Wait, We didn't hit you with a bat. Jeffy hit Santa with a bat.
That was me in the skies.
That was you as Santa?
Yes.
Wow, that was a really good costume.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't even tell. You looked really good, yeah.
Oh, it was just a shitty beard and a hat. Well, give me this bat. I'm going to bop you on the head now.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Not so fast.
Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. Is that the devil?
No, that is Santa Claus.
You motherfucker!
But wait a minute. You just said you were Santa Claus. Wait, are you Santa Claus?
No, I'm the devil.
Wait, then who's that?
That is Santa Claus.
Wait, where did your sunburn go?
Yeah, your face was all red.
I do wear red.
But his face was red.
Everybody just calm the fuck down. That is Santa Claus. I am the devil, okay? End of discussion. No more talking. Santa Claus, what do you want?
Well, I heard you were out delivering presents to the kids.
Yes, that's right. I was dressed up like you, trying to be good. But everybody just kept hitting me with baseball bats.
You'll never be good. You're the devil.
You are right. I will never be good. I am the embodiment of evil.
Well, I got an idea. Come with me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Did you get that devil fucker?
Hi there. Okay.
Craig, I want to show you something.
Oh, what is this?
This is my naughty or nice book.
Oh, you just wanted to show me I'm at the top of the naughty list?
Craig, look right here.
But that's my name on the nice list. But how?
Well, Craig, you see, you were out delivering presents trying to make kids happy when I couldn't do it.
So I'm not evil?
Well, you're not all evil.
Oh, so I'm a good person. Oh, why am I so Italian? Thank you, Santa.
All right, guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the rest. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
What? No, we're not gonna say that. We're not gonna say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that? Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Junior.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're gonna get arrested. Alright, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Reggie!
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne,
and we got Cody as...
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait... We're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
I'll make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys dressed like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bag. But no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fries.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Charge, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Charge, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Charge, your blindfold. Put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves myself in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Wait, I think I'm getting it, sir.
Look what you did!
There's no way! I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Keepy Nero! Get in here! Mess time!
To pour for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, oh, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CeCe's pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help! There's been a murder!
Well, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here! Someone has been murdered!
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well then I'll be right there.
Thank you, please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Junior.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
But we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
Alright, the body's over here!
Zoink, Scoob!
Jinkies!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No!
Oh. Well, all right, gang, there's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Well, look, we're going to solve this murder. We're going to find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway because it's not even that hard.
It is kind of hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he just doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not going to solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang. We can solve murders just like they do in the show.
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man. Did anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute.
I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, well, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay,
going. Uh-oh.
Come on, Scooby, she's slipping.
I got her, dude, I got her.
Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Reggie.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops, we are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby gang, and I'm Shaggy, he's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Pee-Pee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd you say?
Ruh-roh, kitchen knife.
Yeah, so the kitchen knife, my chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knives. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, look, I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, come here. The body slipped.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there. It's a mask.
Oh, my God, you found a clue. Yeah!
Hey, guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue!
Yeah, she totally found a clue!
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this broom out of foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef Pee-Pee, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes. Duh.
Chef Pee-Pee, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad at that fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to games. She should be fired.
I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle.
Why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our real name, Scooby, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, toodles. like Toodles doesn't give a fuck!
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching the Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia. Because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? Well, that thing froze into his nutsack when he died!
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh my god, if someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors!
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey. She's such a bitch.
Okay, so, like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just going to walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across to safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm going to trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so you'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So, who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is the title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, see, what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no!
I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Dang, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
But no way!
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy!
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What? Me too.
Jeffy, which one did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left down, right up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which one was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh my god. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No.
Your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what it could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble that's been in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. Do you have another one?
Dang, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
What?
That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my god, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? Okay, well... I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one.
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, yeah, deal.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left, and I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This grown folk business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference. Hey, you can't push me!
I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No the hell I don't!
Okay.
Whew. Rise and shine, Karen. It's 6 a.m.
Boy, I'm going back to bed.
Oh, come on, Karen. It's such a nice day outside. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and get some pancakes.
Boy, I told you not to wake me before noon. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you're not going to look any better after noon. But come on, we got nothing to do today. This is the first time, and as long as I can remember, I got nothing to do.
Boy, your phone's going off. Check your phone.
What? Oh, that's right. We sent Penelope to a murder island.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, Boynie. Go get your daughter.
Ugh, but I want pancakes.
Boynie, you can get pancakes after you save Penelope.
Nuh-uh, because it's not going to be breakfast then. It's breakfast now.
Boynie, go get your daughter. Go save her before she dies.
Well, I'm going to die if I don't get any pancakes. And besides, I can't go to that island alone.
Well, why don't you call up some of your friends, Boynie?
Oh, so they can go to IHOP with me? Good thinking, Karen.
No, Boynie!
Hi, kids! Likely, likely!
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go to school.
Wake up before I shoot you!
Oh, okay.
That's all you had to say.
So, do we get breakfast?
Who's ready for the first squid game?
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you mean like me and Cody?
No, like actual cereal.
Nope! Alright, grab a partner and follow me!
I call Cody!
Aww!
Sorry, Timmy, he called dibs on this sweet ass.
What the hell, dude? What about me?
You can be partners with Patrick.
Come on, John, put my hand.
What the fuck?
Hey, Junior, guess what? I'm gonna be partners with Bully, so meh.
I know you'll be partners with your stupid ex. You wrote about how much you love him in his diary. You know what? I hope you both die.
Junior!
Hey, Jeffy, you want to be my partner?
I don't want to play these games.
Okay, you're my partner, yay!
Hey, Timmy, you want to be partners?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm already partners with Jeffy.
Aw, man, I'm stuck with the baby.
Wait, I can see up your skirt.
Cody, I wonder what the first game is.
Well, it involves balloons.
All right, kids, today's game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Bike Game.
You know what I like about the title of the game is you also understand the rules.
The rules for today's game is you and your partner will have a balloon, and you have to toss it back and forth to each other without it hitting the ground. Now, if it hits the ground, then the person that lets it hit the ground or lets it pop gets shot in the face. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Cody, we should go first and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, let's go first.
We want to go first.
All right, grab your balloon and get ready to start. Ready, start.
What the fuck, Junior? You're trying to kill me?
Well, no, you're supposed to hit it back, Cody.
But that's not fair. You sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage. You're supposed to hit in the air.
Okay, whose fault is that? Mine or his?
Sorry, kids. Rules are rules.
Yeah, Cody, you were the one that was supposed to hit it.
What? Junior, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I did try.
All right, who's next?
All right, we want to go next.
All right, don't let the balloon touch the ground. Your 30 seconds starts now.
All right, listen, Patrick. Go slowly.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? Ooh. It almost hit the ground.
He looks like a big granny smith apple.
You're not supposed to catch it.
I'm gonna bite it.
What are you doing? What the hell?
See you later, alligator. Where am I going?
Well, better him than me, shit.
All right, who's next?
Okay, we're going next.
All right, don't hit it too hard.
That's all I do, babe.
Ha! Junior, you hear that? He called me babe.
Well, I hope he beats you like Chris Brown does to women.
Good one, man.
All right, your 30 seconds starts now.
Wait a minute. They're catching the balloon and then tossing it.
Well, I never said you couldn't catch it.
What? No, you said you have to hit it back and forth. You can't, like, do that.
No, the game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Face Game.
Okay, but that's bullshit. My friend died because we were hitting it, like, as hard as we could. Like, you didn't tell us you could catch it.
Well, you can't catch it. You just got to keep passing it back and forth.
Junior, this is so easy.
Yeah, man. I can't believe two people already died.
My friend died because you didn't explain that we could catch it. This is easy as shit.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win!
Yay!
Oh, that is bullshit. My friend died.
All right, next. We want to go next, I think.
I don't want to play these games.
All right, your timer starts now.
We're not horses. We're just squiddy squid game fuckaroos. I've already won these games before. I got $400 billion, but that doesn't make me happy. I want to die.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win. All right, you guys are the last group. Are you ready to play?
Wait, we can catch it, right?
Yeah, as long as you throw the balloon back and forth and don't let it touch the ground.
You're going to die, bitch.
What?
Your timer starts now.
He's a mean baby.
Go.
Okay.
Die.
What? No, please don't go here.
All right, you win. Congrats.
Now change my shitty diaper.
Okay, let's go.
So, friends from high school, it's been a while. How you been, Chuck?
I am just wondering what comes on me bacon burger.
Bacon, I would assume.
Ooh, I love bacon.
You know, Chuck, ever since you lost your eye in that paintball accident, you've been acting real different.
Damn it, don't call me Chuck! Call me Pirate Chuck.
Okay, Pirate Chuck. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I've been great. Real great. Going through my third divorce, I probably should have signed a prenup by now.
Yeah, probably. How about you, Babyface Bob?
Everything here's so expensive.
No, it's okay, buddy. I gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What's the matter, Babyface?
No girls want to date me because of my Babyface.
Is that why you're wearing an army uniform, even though you never served in the military?
Yeah, I thought it would make me look older.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll have a hot waitress. I can hook you up.
Hello, welcome to IHOP. Oh, dear God, you're here.
Oh, wow, you work everywhere, huh?
Yes, and you just have to eat everywhere.
I sure do. Hey, Babyface, I actually slept with her. I can get you in there.
Really?
Would your child like a booster seat?
Well, that's it. I'm going home. I'm taking off the uniform.
Don't take it off. Actually, ma'am, this is my friend, Babyface Bob. He's 45, and he's actually never served in the military, but don't worry. He's packing, and he looks good in camo.
Okay. Would you like anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Babyface. Well, actually, I'd like to get started with a big-ass stack of pancakes. I mean, I'm talking taller than me.
I asked you what you would like to drink.
Oh, well, I'll have a black coffee, because I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. Well, actually, just that one woman that one time in college. So, I like my coffee like I like that one black woman in one, that one time in college. Actually, forget the coffee. I'll have milk. Because I like my milk like I like my women. Now, white and whole fat. Well, that was actually my ex-wife. So, I actually want all almond milk because I like my almond milk like I like my women. Full of nuts. My nuts. I don't know why I would put my nuts in. But actually, you know what? I'll have water, because I like my women like I like my water. Wet.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
I would like a big old waffle.
What the fuck, Chuck? We're at the International House of Pancakes. It's IHOP, not IHOW. If you want waffles, just go to Waffle House.
I want a waffle.
Okay, you'll take a waffle, and what about for you, sir?
I'll have an omelet.
Oh, come on, it's not IHO. Why are we even at IHOP if we're not getting fucking pancakes?
I don't like pancakes.
Why did we even come to IHOP, then?
Because you said you wanted to come to IHOP.
That's right, I did.
Would your son like a kid's menu?
But he's not my dad!
No, it's okay. My very adult, very well-endowed friend...
Yeah, order for me.
Yeah, he would like some pancakes.
With smiley faces.
A very adult smiley face.
Yeah, can I get a dollar for the claw machine?
If you eat all your pancakes.
Yes, sir.
Would your pet like anything to eat?
Oh, you mean Chester?
I'm all good, man.
Nah, Chester's good with the Cheetos. I actually used to smoke pot with him back in high school at the bus stop. He was my dealer. Okay. Well, the reason I called you guys here is because I signed my daughter up for the Murder Squid Games.
What?
But aren't they gonna kill her?
Oh, no, it's okay, because I put a tracker on her ankle, and I tracked her to the exact island where the games are being held. So I figure, after we had our big-ass breakfast, and we go see the new Superman movie, I figure we can go to the island and save her.
Well, what do we get out of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have a big breakfast on me, and then we're gonna go to the Superman movie, but you're gonna have to pay for that.
What, really?
Oh, no, not you, Babyface. You're getting it for free. But after that, I'm gonna have, like, $800 billion, so I'm just gonna give all you guys $1 million each.
Okay. Do you think that would make women want to sleep with me if I had $1 million?
No, but we can go to Vegas and I can take you to a brothel.
They didn't let me in last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, maybe I can get you a face transplant.
Okay, deal.
All right, everyone, here's your food.
Ma'am, I didn't order the French toast, but I'll accept it as long as it's not on the bill.
Okay.
And my pancakes could have been much taller.
Well, we ran out of pancake batter. That's why you have the French toast.
So put the toast on the pancakes.
Dad, they forgot the nose on my smiley face.
Don't call me Dad. Ma'am, they forgot the nose on the smiley face.
Well, I didn't make it.
She didn't make it.
I can't eat it without the nose on the smiley face.
He can't eat it without the nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm freaking out. It's scary without the nose. Give me a nose. Give me a nose.
Right there. Is that better, champ?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't have as much milk as you guys. I want to be a big boy.
Now, do you want a tummy ache? You know you get colicky.
No, but can she heat it up so I don't get a tummy ache?
She's not going to sleep with you if you ask her to heat your milk up. Women don't like whiny men. Ma'am, I wanted water.
Well, you told me, like, 3 different drinks.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even remember what woman this is supposed to be.
My bacon floppy.
And his bacon floppy.
And mine's too crispy.
I didn't make it.
Mine's just right. Can you read me Goldilocks?
No, I'm not going to read you. How about you guys just swap bacons?
Nah, he already touched it. I don't want it.
Yeah, he got germs.
Hey, man, you touched my omelet earlier. I don't want that either. Man, can you take the omelet back and make me another one?
No, because even if I did, he still won't tip me.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I mean, I probably won't tip you. You're right.
When are we going to see Superman?
Oh, it's at 10:15, but just let me take a few bites of my pancakes before we leave.
Wait. You ordered all those and you're only going to have one bite?
Well, it's not about the eating. It's about the spectacle of how tall they are.
Oh, get your bill.
Well, can you cut up my pancakes into small bites? I don't want to choke.
Okay, buddy.
And cut them up in squares, not triangles.
Fine.
And where's the stirrup?
Just a fucking stirrup.
Well, don't drown him. I don't want him to drown.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Can you just chew it for me and spit it in my mouth?
No. Oh, I am so full. Where's that waitress with the bill? We're gonna miss Superman.
My tum-tum hurts, Daddy.
Well, don't call me Daddy. You didn't even eat all your food.
Well, it's too soggy. You put too much syrup.
Can we stop at Starbucks on the way to the movie so I can get a cake pop? I didn't eat my omelet because it touched it.
No, we don't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I want a cake pop.
No, you don't get a cake pop. You didn't even eat all your food.
It's too soggy. It's your fault.
My bacon's still floppy.
Did you think that was gonna change?
Well, it's Superman 3D. I can't really wait less than that.
I want to watch a 3D movie. I want to see it pop out the screen.
No, it's not 3D. People don't see 3D movies.
Yay, no 3D movies.
Where the fuck is that waitress?
Can I get you anything else?
The bill! I needed it for like 40 minutes.
Are you actually going to pay this time?
Yes.
25% tip.
It's going down, I'll tell you that.
Wait, you only took one bite of your pancakes?
Well, it's a stack of 10 pancakes, so if you think about it, I actually ate a whole pancake.
Oh, get your bill.
Can we stop by Starbucks?
You already fucking asked me and I said no.
Well, can we get gummy worms at the movies?
No, you didn't even eat your food.
Can you take me to the bathroom? I gotta go boop boop.
You gotta go boop boop? No one is gonna sleep with you if you say things like that.
I can't hold it much longer.
Okay, let's go, hurry. I gotta save my daughter. Oh man, I hope we didn't miss the previews. And I can't believe they gave us a military discount because they thought you were in the military.
Do you think they think I'm an adult now?
Well, when you started bitching for the gummy worms and rolling around on the ground crying, it kind of broke the illusion.
I can't get my nerds open!
Oh, hold on, let me try.
It's just a snuck some Cheetos in their movie and not sharing.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I love when he says that.
Can you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, shut up, bitch!
You wanna go?
Yeah, I wanna fucking go! Let's go!
Take this outside!
Some people just don't know how to act in a movie theater. I can't get these open.
Oh.
What the fuck? We already missed a bunch of the movie! Wait, who is Lois? Why is there a dog? I've never seen a Superman movie. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We must have missed hours, because I don't know who this reporter guy is. What does this have to do with Superman? I mean, if he took his glasses off, he would kind of look like Superman, but Superman doesn't wear glasses, so that can't be him.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you yelling? You are ruining this movie experience.
You know what, guys? I say we just do this tomorrow. How about we just all go home, you know, we get a good night's sleep, we rest up, we come back here tomorrow, and we watch this movie for real.
Why don't we just go to a later show?
No, because I've already seen this scene, so it's going to be in my head. You know, I need, like, 24 hours, like, refreshed, like, wipe my memory of this scene.
Well, what about saving your daughter?
No. I am not in a headspace to save anybody right now. I got a belly full of buttermilk pancakes, you know? I don't know what's going on with this dog. I got to figure that out first. So I think we just all meet up back here tomorrow, okay?
Well, can we go see Elio?
We are not watching that shit.
Well, I mean, can you buy me a ticket? My mom can pick me up.
Okay, I will buy you a ticket. Just make sure she drops you off here tomorrow, okay?
Okay, at this time?
Yes, at this time. Well, a little bit earlier because we were late. Grab all the shit.
Oh, I love being home alone without Boynie. I get to watch my trash TV.
Yeah.
Boynie, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the island saving your daughter.
Karen, you're never going to believe this. We went to IHOP, and that was mediocre. And then we tried to go see Superman.
Oh, Boynie, you were supposed to wait for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything. I missed half the fucking movie. Did you know he has a dog now?
Boynie, no spoilers. La, 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 la. Go to the island, save your daughter.
I will go to the island tomorrow after I see Superman.
No, Boynie, you got to go right now. How do you know she's still alive?
Well, I have the tracker, Karen. If she was dead, they would have incinerated her body and the tracker would be gone.
How do you know that, Boynie?
I've seen the show.
Boynie, go save Penelope.
I will, after I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to go see Superman.
No, you're going to go right when you wake up. No Superman, Boynie.
I'm going to go see Superman.
Well, can I go with you?
I didn't tell the boys you were coming.
Boynie.
Tell you what, if you get up on time, you can come with me.
That's a deal, Boynie.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Congrats on winning the first game, kids! If the majority of you vote to end the game now, the payout split between each of you would be about $65 billion each!
Wait. If we decide to end the games now, we would each get $65 billion.
Yup!
Shit, that sounds like a good payday. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to quit, like, right now.
I want to quit.
$65 billion isn't enough! What am I, poor? I want to keep playing!
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want to play.
I want to keep playing in honor of Cody!
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Why do you guys want to keep playing? $65 billion? You'll never spend that in a lifetime.
Yeah, y'all can't pass that up. What's wrong with y'all?
Well, Penelope, listen. Just vote to end the games now and we can end it.
No, I want to keep playing.
What? Oh, my God. Why?
Because my dad sent me here to win. And besides, I've already won these games, so because they're really easy.
Oh, my God.
All right. Looks like we're playing more games. Get the rep, kids.
I am killing all of you in the next game.
We're not hurting.
So, Jeffy, you ever gonna share your Squid Game money?
Nope.
But, Jeffy, we could use that money for groceries.
I want Uncrustables!
Okay.
The strawberry kind!
Okay, Jeffy.
And the grilled cheese.
But, Jeffy, those were discontinued in 2014.
Tell them to bring them back!
Okay!
Don't talk back to me, woman!
So, Jeffy, you know, we really could use the money for bills like electricity and my car payment.
But I have things that I want to buy. Like, I need to pay my asshole not to shit.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Well, it's been working. I'm constipated as fuck.
Jeffy, you have $400 billion. You'll never spend that money. Come on, just share it.
It's not your money, Daddy. I'm the one that won the Bing Bong games. Daddy, you think when Asian people watch the movie Inside Out and they get to the imaginary friend part, they're like, hey, he has my name.
Well, Jeffy, please just let us have some of the money. Come on.
No, Daddy. Daddy, you know what I'm gonna do with all my money? I think I'm gonna find the guy who started all these games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. Because I'd much rather do that than support my family and live comfortably for generations.
Well, Jeffy, how much money are you gonna spend on finding out who started the games?
All of it! I even hired a private investigator.
What, a private investigator?
Yep, because he's going to help me find him.
Why do you want to find him so bad?
Because I don't like it.
What, you don't like what?
The game. I think it's bad.
And you want to spend all the money to stop the games instead of support your family.
Yep, all $400 billion of it going to find whoever created Squid Game.
That's bullshit, Jeffy. You know that's dumb.
Well, that's what I want to do with this, my money. Oh, there he is. That's a private investigator. Go get the door, poor.
I'm not going to answer the door. I have to do what you say. I'm still your dad.
Go get the door!
Yes, sir.
Don't talk back to me.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call a private investigator?
Yeah, my son wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
I'm sorry, what?
He wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll do it, but I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. If you hand me a remote, I can find it in, like, 15 seconds.
No, he wants you to find the real Squid Game where people die for money.
Oh, yeah, my brother was in that.
Oh, you died.
No, not me. No, that was my brother. He was loses at Squid Game guy. Yeah, he made it to the final two, but I knew he wasn't going to win just, you know, based on his name. Oh, they're fogging up.
Yeah.
It's kind of raining out here. Wait, didn't he kill you too?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was a butter knife. It didn't really penetrate the skin. And so I slowed my breathing down using ninja focus and pretend to die.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, actually, my daughter... My daughter won the school version.
No fucking...
I know, small world, right? It's crazy. My family actually has a long history of Squid Game stuff. You know, you probably should have called my brother Find the Squid Game Guy, because he actually already found it. So, I mean, he killed himself after that because he had no reason to live. But yeah, I mean, I can come look for it if you want.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what my son wants to pay you to do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Jeffy, he's here.
Hey, I'm the private investigator.
Oh, good. I have this bump underneath my shaft, but above the balls, and it's quite bothersome.
Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm not a doctor.
But you're a private investigator, and I need you to investigate my privates.
Well, I like, solve mysteries.
Well, then solve this mysterious bump that's underneath my shaft.
I mean, listen, if you give me $400 billion, I'll do pretty much anything.
Would you suck a wiener?
Yeah, you'd have to pay me to stop.
Oh, well, Danny, I don't know if I want to find the Squid Game anymore, because I got $400 billion and an unsucked wiener.
Listen, just listen to the man. Can you tell him that spending his money is stupid? He should save it.
I mean, he's about to pay me $400 billion to find something or suck something, and that's a lot of money.
Jeffy, listen, you're getting distracted. You need to focus on the finding the Squid Game.
I'm not distracted. I'm laser-focused on getting my wiener sucked.
But Jeffy, listen. Do whatever you want with your money.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather find the Squid Game than suck wiener.
Okay, well, in that case, take all this money, and then take this bag of money, and you go find the Squid Game guy, and call me if you need any more money.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, and call me if you find him.
Yeah, I will do.
Jeffy, can you please just let me borrow $1 million?
Well, are you going to investigate my privates?
I'll take a look at it.
All right, come on.
Hey, Karen, check this out.
What's with the outfit?
You know what that is, Karen? That's Luke Skywalker's actual lightsaber from Episode 6.
That's nice, Boynie.
I bought it. $500,000.
What? Boynie, we don't have that much.
Check it out, Karen. That's a Rolex.
That sounds expensive, Boynie.
Bling. I paid $100,000 for this necklace. Those are real diamonds.
Boynie, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, we do, Karen, because I recently came into a bunch of money. And don't touch it. It's still sticky.
Boynie, I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
Because I'm hot shit, Karen. This is what rich people do. They wear sunglasses inside.
Well, Boynie, how did you get the money?
Well, you see, Karen, this idiot decided to give me a whole bunch of money to find some people who made a murder game, and he'll give me more anytime I ask for it.
Well, Boynie, isn't that guy who hired you gonna get mad when you're not finding the murderer?
No, I'll just tell him that I'm getting close, but I need more time and more money. Look, he's got $400 billion. He's gonna forget about this.
That makes sense, Boynie.
So, what do you want to go shopping or go on a cruise?
No more cruises, Boynie. I didn't like the poop one. It was stinky.
Okay, you want to go to Fiji?
Yes.
Okay, start packing your bags. Let's go to fucking Fiji.
Okay, Boynie.
I can't believe it was a raisin.
I can't believe you ate it.
Well, it was originally a grape when I put it under there.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
But it was yummy.
No, Jeff, you're going to make me throw up. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy found the owner of Squid Game yet.
If he did, he would have called you, Jeffy. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah, he needs to give him a stern talking to.
All right, Boynie, we're all packed for Fiji.
Did you pack my pirate outfit?
Yes, Boynie, it's right there.
Good, because you know I'm an ass pirate. I like looking for booty.
Yes, Boynie, I know.
Oh, and you got my surfboard? Oh, I'm so excited. I already got us non-refundable tickets.
That's so exciting, Boynie.
And I booked us one of those hotels under the water.
But Boynie, how will we breathe?
Rich people don't need to breathe, Karen.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to Fiji.
What? Fiji? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
Oh, well, you're not coming. Here's $100. Order yourself some pizza for a week or a month. I don't care.
Dad, $100 isn't going to last me a month.
Oh, okay, fine. Here's $200.
Dad, $200 isn't going to buy me a month's worth of pizza.
Fine, take the whole bag of money.
Oh, my God, Dad, thank you so much.
I'll just call the guy and ask for more cash. Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Quiet,
Karen, I can't let the guy know I already spent the money.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Big J? It's the PI.
Did you find the guy yet?
No, but I am getting real close. And, hey, I got a hunch, and that hunch needs some money.
Well, how much more money do you need?
Oh, about $500,000 out of cover.
No, just use the money I already gave you.
No, because you said I could call for more money.
Yeah, I lied.
Okay, what?
Yeah, just use the money I already gave you.
No, but you don't understand. I already spent it all. I went all the way to Egypt, and I found a troll under a bridge, and he says if I give him $500,000, he'll tell me his secrets.
Well, send me a picture of the troll.
I can't do that, because he's a vampire troll, and he doesn't show up on cameras.
Oh, well, then let me talk to the troll.
Hey, Mr. Troll, please tell this man why you need money. Karen, you're the troll.
Rawr, I'm a
Troll, give me your secrets, roar!
No, I need the secrets from you, Mr. Troll.
Roar, I'll give you my secrets if you pay me money, roar!
Do you accept Venmo?
No, the troll only takes cash.
Pew, 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 pew!
And he has a lightsaber.
No fuck!
Yeah, he's so scary.
Oh, well, too bad. Find the guy with the money I already gave you.
But, no, I need the money for the troll, remember?
Listen, if you don't find him with the money I already gave you, then I'm gonna hire the two best hitmen to come and kill you. Bye.
Okay, Karen, no more Fiji.
What? But, Boynie, you got non-refundable tickets, remember?
Oh, no, I remember, believe me. But now I gotta sell this chain, and I gotta sell that lightsaber.
No, it's mine now.
Ooh, I can get money from Penelope. Penelope, I need that money I gave you back.
Dad, you're looking at it.
What?
I spent all the money on Laboomers!
Oh, I remember these. One of these tried to kill me one time. Wait, but you spent all the money already? There's no way! You have to have some left!
Well, Dad, how do you think they got here so fast? I had to pay for expedited shipping right through my window!
And you only have $200 left?
Yeah, that's for my pizza.
Okay, well, I'm taking your pizza money.
But, Dad, how am I going to eat?
Eat your Laboomers!
Mm-hmm. Boynie, did you get the money from Penelope?
No, she spent it on Laboomers.
Laboomers! Oh, my God! One.
No, Karen, you don't understand. I have to find a murder game using only $200 or two hitmen are gonna kill me.
Oh, Boynie, instead, can we spend that money on Laboomers for me? Because I really want one.
No Laboomers. Karen, I'm so stressed out right now. I gotta find a murder game, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that because it's not like they advertise.
Boynie, look them out!
Breaking news, Mkay. The people who make the Squid Game Death Game is creating a kids-only game where the winner gets $456 billion. So if you have a kid and you need money, enter them into the game.
Huh, they do advertise.
Boynie, they want children! That's horrible!
Oh my God, I have the best idea ever.
What, Boynie?
We should put Penelope in the games.
What, Boynie? You can't do that! She could die!
Nah, she's won once before. And look, I can put a tracker on her leg, so when she gets to the island, I can follow her. Then I can tell Jeffy I found the game, so he gives me his $400 billion. And then if she wins, she's not 18. So I get to take her money, and then I'll have $800 billion.
Oh, Boynie! Boynie, I can watch her Laboomers while she's away.
Yeah, sure. Penelope, get your ass down here!
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, I'm gonna be entering you in the Squid Games.
No, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, sure you do, champ. Come on. You like Laboomers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about how many Laboomers you could buy with $400 billion. You could buy out Mr. Laboomer.
Or Mrs. Laboomer.
Or whoever the fuck, you know? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make Penelope's. You like that, Penelope?
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. So I just need to put a tracker on you, and then I need to get in touch with the Squid Game folks. I mean, if I knew where they were, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. She wants to play! She wants to play the Squid Games! Squiddy. Squid Game! She wants to... I gotta see a man about a squid game.
Squid game! Chili's baby back ribs.
Squid game sauce. Oh, that's them!
Yes?
Hello, would your kid like to participate in the squid game?
Yes, her name is Penelope and she is over there.
You don't look poor.
Oh, this is my Halloween costume.
In July?
I am just practicing. We are actually in crippling debt. Let me go get her.
Okay.
Okay, Penelope, keep this tracker on your ankle at all times. If anybody asks, just tell them it's a diabetes device.
An AirTag?
Yes.
An AirTag is how you're gonna save me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm gonna save you before the first game starts. Come on, let's go say hi.
Ugh.
Okay, Penelope, this is... I didn't catch your name.
Egg Roll Man.
No way.
Yep, come with me.
Okay, you kids have fun. Have a back by nine, right? You probably won't. Okay, now all I have to do is track the AirTag to wherever they end up. Right now they're in the car.
Boynie, wouldn't it just be easier to go follow them?
No, Karen, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
But Boynie, we were about to travel to Fiji. You weren't too tired for that.
That's because I was going to sleep on the plane. They had lie-flat seats. I think right now we should just order some pizza and go to bed.
Oh, Boynie, can we eat the pizza in bed?
Yes, we can eat the pizza in bed, but don't get any grease on the sheets.
Don't worry, Boynie, I'm going to lick my fingers.
Ugh.
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Did you see me on the news?
What, no, I didn't have the news on.
Well, Squid Game is doing a whole new game just for kids, and I was coming to see if you were going to enter your son in it.
What, just for kids?
Yeah, I'm entering my baby, Benjamin Franklin Goodman. Where?
What, you're entering your baby?
Yes, because it's a win-win for me. One, if he dies, I don't have to pay child support. Or two, if he wins, then I get $400 billion.
That's kind of messed up.
I don't give a shit. Come on, Benjamin, let's go.
Did I just hear what I think I heard with my hearing ears?
Yes, Jeffy. I mean, they're doing the Squid Games again, but it's just for kids, and you're not a kid.
I'm a kid. I just took a shitty shit fuck in my diaper.
Well, Jeffy, I mean, how are you going to get a hold of them? You hired a private investigator to get a hold of them. I don't think it's going to appear out of nowhere.
Squiddy, squid game, fuckaroo.
Oh, you're here to play the squid game? Come on!
Whoa, what is this place?
Hey, Junior, you're here too?
Yeah, Cody, my dad's making me play for the $400 billion.
Yeah, my parents are making me play too. They want the money.
Well, you are Jewish.
You nerds are gonna die, because that money's mine.
No, 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 I need that money way more than you guys.
Joseph, you're here too?
Yeah, dude, I saw it was a contest going on. I need this money.
Hey, guys!
Wait, Jeffy, what are you doing here? You're over 18.
Yeah, well, I won last time, so they let me join again. And I need the money, and then once I get the money, I'm gonna find the guy who made Squid Games, and I'm gonna kill him.
When? When?
Is that a fucking baby?
Yep, and I'm gonna win that $400 billion.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Timmy, you're here too? This is so crazy!
Well, look, all our friends are here!
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, me and you are broken up, so I don't want to talk to you. I hate you.
That's fine, Junior, because I'm gonna win the $400 billion anyway!
I'm gonna win the $400 billion!
No, I'm winning, dude!
I'm here!
It's getting kind of crowded. Could you guys back up a little bit? I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, whatever. Move out of the way. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Hey, kids! Who's ready for the Squid Games? Or should I say, Kid Games? Because it's the kid version. Yup, yup.
You would seem a lot nicer if you didn't have a gun.
Oh, this thing? This is just so I could shoot you.
That's kind of what I was worried about.
So who's ready to play some goofy, silly games to win $400 billion?
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
All right, we'll start tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Wait, is that the first game?
I bet I can fall asleep faster than all you guys.
No! Hunk you.
Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one. Piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's not a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color? Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, oh, thanks, bro.
Ha, 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 ha. Ah, that's McPatrick! Joseph broke my favorite color crayon!
And what are you gonna do about it, punk rock?
Yeah!
Like being loud.
Cody's mom's a piggy! Cody's mom's a piggy!
All right, everyone, shut up, you stupid brats! Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long! So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times! When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What could?
Damn, Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Tell me a thousand more times!
Show them a fuck. Get my ass, Junior.
What?
Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, a thousand more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked her ass.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're gonna get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey. No! I'm gonna say it anyway. Who took a shit in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cody Dennison! Get your ass up here! You're getting the paddle!
Oh, no. Not the paddle. Wink, wink.
Oh, no. Please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach. Spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes, sir? Ow! What the fuck? That wasn't hot at all. It just hurt.
Don't talk back to me!
Oh, shit. Okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys. I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody. My dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick?
What do you want, Cody? You want another one?
No. I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Clark! Clark! I just won $1 million a week for the rest of my life!
Feel bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's gonna be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
Oh, I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Eva. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the worst to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's an unloyal bitch for wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? The money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things, a little bit on the racial side. But I'm not going to judge her. Don't know how she was raised. But you guys, you thought that summer school was going to be over because you didn't have a teacher, huh? Stupid! Because I found a teacher just walking around outside! How convenient, right? Perfect timing. Yeah, his name is Mr. Blinkle. Come on in, Mr. Blinkle. Introduce yourself.
Hey there, beautiful kids.
Yeah, he enjoys you guys. Can you believe it? He begged for the job, cried for it. Weird, weird as hell. Like, I never knew somebody who actually begged for a job like this ever. But, anyway, you got the job, Mr. Blinkle. Teach these little brats. Please let them learn something. God damn it.
Ooh, with pleasure.
So see you brats later. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need any help, Mr. Blinkle.
Thanks, Principal Steinbeck. I think I can take it from here. Hey there, kids. I'm your old pal, Mr. Blinkle. And I'm so excited to be your new summer school teacher who needs to be outside running through the sprinklers and getting all wet and shiny when you could be in here with me learning. Now, how about we all go around the class and tell me your ages? I mean, names, but also your ages and your addresses and when your parents go to work and come home. Actually, how about you all just write it down and put it on my desk, and then I can drive all of you home.
Okay, this assignment's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Guys, does Mr. Blinkle look kind of familiar to you?
Cody, I think I would remember someone wearing a fake mustache and glasses and nose.
Yeah, he's just weird, you know.
Oh, what's this? A spanking paddle? Your old teacher knew what she was doing. I thought I was going to have to stop by the store and pick one of these up. Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Cody, you mind looking up for me?
What?
Thanks, got it. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Mr. Blinkle just took a picture of me.
Well, maybe it's for yearbooks.
But, Junior, there are no yearbooks in summer school.
Well, maybe he's trying to put names to faces and that helps him remember.
Maybe.
I just finished the assignment, so I'm done for the day. All right, Mr. Blinkle, I'm done with my assignment. You don't have to drive me home. I can just walk.
No. You need to stay.
What, you told me after I was done I could go home.
But we have a big group assignment coming up at the end of class. It's a group hug, a big old group hug.
Can I skip that?
No, it's mandatory. It's a mandatory hug.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Junior? It says here your dad's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, that sucks. That is very disappointing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not really that into redheads anyway.
Oh, no, my mom's dead, I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody hurry up with those papers!
Guys, the new teacher's kinda nice. He wants us all to hug after class.
He's still kinda weird.
He's got a big nose!
Dude, don't make fun of the Jewish like that!
I think you just did.
I need to go ask the teacher a question. I like to announce when I'm getting up from my desk.
Hurry up, kids. When you're done, we can go to the gym and hit the showers.
Hey, Mr. Blinkle, can I talk to you in private?
Yes. Yes, you can. Where do you want to talk? In the closet? Or maybe out in the hallway or in the bathroom? Or maybe we can talk out in my car? Or at my house? Yeah, we should talk at my house, because the walls are completely soundproof, so no one will be able to hear us, not even the neighbors. It'll be extra private.
No, right here's fine. I just didn't want to be really loud and you're kind of yelling.
Oh, well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, this famous streamer I follow has been sending me really inappropriate stuff, like pictures of himself, and he's been really weird, so I just thought I should talk to an adult about it.
Ew! Get out of my face! I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds! That's disgusting!
Okay.
Ugh. I gotta start being a streamer. They just have it too easy. I miss the good old days when all you had was a van full of candy and a dream.
Did you ask the teacher your question?
He didn't seem interested in my problem.
Hey guys, should I throw a paper ball at the teacher?
That'd be fucking hilarious, Junior. A real hoot. You want me to throw it?
What?
I can drop fucking bombs, Junior. I can make it rain on that hoe. I'm like Tom Brady Jr. You know that thing. Yeah.
So damn naughty. You deserve this.
Aw, Cody, you missed!
Well, I guess I'm not Tom Brady. I guess I'm some other quarterback that's bad at throwing. I don't know. I don't know sports.
I'm gonna make another paper ball.
Matt Schwab?
What?
Is that one Matt Schwab?
I guess I've heard of that.
Well, I guess I'm Matt Schwab.
Alright, I'm gonna hit him right in the head. I hit the
Are you Matt Schwab?
Dude, just give me the ball. I'll throw it like Michael Vick.
You're gonna kill a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the job done, though.
Ugh. Here's my paper. Oh my god, you're a mustache with fangs?
Nick, Mr. Winkle!
What a pervert!
That's right, it's me. Now nobody try to follow me, or I'm gonna stab her with this pencil and she'll get lead poisoning. Well, they actually make it with graphite now, but still, it'll hurt really bad. Come on.
You know, it would be really cool if you told the principal I quit and that I didn't kidnap a student.
Somebody
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, dude, he almost got our ass.
I mean, he did take a student.
Who's Mr. Winkle?
Dude, you don't want to know.
But I do know.
You know EDP-445?
Yeah.
He's like the white skinny version of him.
Yeah, the white twin dude.
Oh.
I'm even more mad! You can tell by my tone. No! Why does it happen to me? Principal Steinbeck! Oh, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Oh, look, class, your teacher quit. Another one. I guess it is your lucky day, since I can't find a second teacher just wandering around outside. It was nothing but homeless people. I tried. But look, I will have a teacher for you tomorrow. Yes, he will be meaner and more angrier and eviler than me. I love it already. But if I can't, I have to teach the class by myself. I will. I promise you I will. And you won't like it because I bite. I'm not nice. So, I guess classes. Dismiss! Oh, get out of my face! I don't want to see you guys anymore!
Yay!
We get to go home early!
Hey, Joseph! I'm never gonna forgive you for breaking my cotton candy crab!
And what the hell are you gonna do about it, fuck boy? Not a damn thing, but cry to your mama, huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
My mom's dead!
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy pianos. The Jeffy piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Oh, summer school's gonna suck.
God, it's so depressing in here. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, reminds me of my room at home.
Hey, Mikey, can I stay right there so I can be near my friends?
No, I stay in bus. Go find your own seat.
Come on, Mikey, we don't even like you.
Well, that's too bad.
Sorry, Freddy.
It's okay.
Wait, why don't we just move seats?
There's no other seats.
Is it okay if I sit here with you guys?
Sure.
Oh, man, Annabelle. Summer school's gonna suck, but at least I'm here with you.
Did we really have to sit with the nerds?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if any of them talk to you, I'm gonna punch them in the face. You got that, nerds? If you talk to my girlfriend, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Finally, my favorite time of the year, summer school. Oh, I love that sound. Oh, it's music to my ears. It's like
ASMR. Oh, you know why you idiots are in this class during summer school? Because you're dumb! Dumb as hell! And your parents don't love you. Neither do I. And you know why this class looks like a prison? Because you're a prisoner in it. Welcome to my hellhole. And if you try to escape, you're going to end up like my little buddy here, Jason. Oh, he was such a sweet kid. Oh, poor Jason. Oh, he came to summer school every year. Every year. And then he finally decided to hang himself. Because it was better than being here. So, we got plenty of work for you guys to do. Many books for you to read. So enjoy yourself in my hellhole. I will be enjoying myself at the beach.
Toodles. Oh, Principal Steinbeck, I actually wanted to talk to you before I started teaching.
What is it?
Well, you see, are you sure there's no one else that can teach summer school? I mean, someone other than me. There's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer.
But these stupid kids fail because of you. So your punishment is to teach in this class for all of summer school.
But they're not even all my students. See?
Oh, I wasn't looking at the students. I was looking to see if I had a fuck to give. And I don't! So get to teaching or you're fired!
All right, class. Welcome to summer school. Now, class, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But it's all your fault! If you were just smart enough to pass your own grade, you wouldn't be here right now. And I would be on a beach slipping pina coladas with Enrique!
You're cheating on my dad?
Mikey, I was never in a relationship with your father. I was in a tight spot and I needed money.
My father said he paid money to get into your tight spot!
Mikey, hush! All right, class, today is Friday. We started summer school on a Friday to ruin my weekend. But also, class, today is June 14th, which is also Flag Day.
Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Oh, I thought she said something else. I was like, they have the whole month already.
And since it's Flag Day, I thought it'd be a fun assignment for you all to design your own flag. Like, pretend the American flag never existed and that you're Betsy Ross designing a flag for America. Now, keep in mind, students, there's 50 stars on our flag to represent the 50 states. And there's 13 stripes on our flag to represent the 13 original colonies. Keep that in mind.
Oh, man, guys, it's going to be so much fun. What's your flag gonna look like, Joseph?
Oh, dude, I know how to fix America. All they gotta do is put me in charge.
Well, I got big plans for mine. Big plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah, my noodle is rattling.
Well, don't copy off me, guys, because my flag is gonna be crazy!
Nobody's gonna copy off you, Mikey.
Oh, I know which one I want to do. It's going to be insane. So, Cody, who's Betsy Ross?
She made the American flag.
She's made every single American flag?
No, she just made the first one.
Oh, so doesn't she make, like, cooking pots?
No, that's Betty Crocker, not Betsy Ross.
Oh, so she had, like, a cooking show?
No, that's Rachel Ray. It's not even close.
So then who had the talk show?
That's Oprah Winfrey.
So what did Betsy Ross do?
She made the first American flag.
Then why can't Aunt Jemima make syrup anymore?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Nobody's talking about that. Show my girl some respect. Put on a 50-cent piece or something.
What time is it? Oh, time's up, class! Class, I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your flags in front of the rest of the class.
Oh, Mommy, can I show mine first?
Yes, Patrick, come up first.
Yay! Okay, Mommy, I made this super cool Spider-Man flag.
Oh, dear God, Patrick, why did you choose the red background and the white circle? I mean, where's blue for Spider-Man?
You said time was up. I didn't have time for blue.
Well, honey, I think your flag might hurt some people's feelings.
Who, the Green Goblin?
Yes, it might hurt his feelings, so we should throw your flag away.
But it's Spider-Man.
I know, but you should go sit down and throw your flag away.
Do I pass?
Yes, you can A for effort.
Yay, Spider-Man!
Bully, why don't you come up next?
All right, Teach. I wanted to make a flag that strikes fear into the hearts of nerds.
Oh, well, what does this represent?
It represents me taking your lunch money. See, that's my fist, and that right there is your lunch money, and that's me taking it.
Well, that's not very nice, Bully.
I don't give a shit. I want to live in a country where people give me their lunch money, and I currently do.
Okay, why don't you go sit down?
Okay, but first, give me your lunch money.
What?
Give me your lunch money!
Oh, okay, just leave me alone, go sit down. Oh, who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh, Freddy, now that's very interesting. Why don't you tell us about your flag?
So I put a poop on my flag, because that's what I do on my pants, and the yellow represents pee, because that's what I also do in my pants.
Freddy, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm so sorry, Freddy. I didn't mean that. I mean, maybe we should work on potty training this year.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you go sit down? And Annabelle, why don't you come up next? All right, Annabelle, let's see what... Oh, dear God, what is going on here?
I love my boyfriend? Oh, okay, well, what does this have to do with America? My boyfriend lives in America, and I love him. Okay, Annabelle, why don't you just go sit down? Cody, why don't you come up next? Oh, wow, Cody, now that's a nice flag. Good job.
Thank you. I think it speaks for itself.
It certainly does. There's so many colors. What, you couldn't decide which one was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just so colorful. You have so many different colors.
Well, yeah, you know what month it is, right?
Yes, it's June.
Yeah, and what's special about June?
Oh, I get it, Cody. It's summer. These are all the colors you see in summer. And sometimes you see rainbows in summer, too.
Yeah, a lot of rainbows. More than normal, actually.
Well, this is just great, Cody. Good job.
Yeah, it's the pride flag.
Oh, you are so proud of your flag. I love that, Cody.
No, I mean, it's the LGBTQ flag.
Cody, that is not how you say the alphabet. Go sit down. This is why you're in summer school.
God damn it, I hate it here.
Mikey, get up here and we'll get you over with.
Yeah. Mine's the best!
Oh, dear God, what is going on here?
I drew a picture of me crying because my dad won't stop drinking.
Mikey, you were supposed to draw a flag.
But this is a flag!
You were supposed to draw a flag that represents America.
Well, I live in America, and my dad won't stop drinking, and there's a lot of people in America who had the same problem.
Well, I guess you're right, Mikey. Good job. Go sit down.
Yay!
Junior, come up here next.
Oh, man, she's gonna love mine.
Oh, wow, Junior, look at that flag. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so I drew a dinosaur holding a cheeseburger on a McDonald's rocket flying through space.
That's truly amazing, Junior. Now, can you tell us why that represents America to you?
Well, I'm pretty sure 100 million years ago, dinosaurs lived in America.
Well, Junior, 100 million years ago, America didn't exist.
But the land that makes America existed, I'm pretty sure a few dinosaurs stepped on this land.
Okay, I see your point. Continue.
And America invented McDonald's, and we also have rockets, and we have cheeseburgers, and we also have been to space.
Well, Junior, I think you have the best flag so far. Good job. Go sit down.
Yeah, suck that, Betsy Ross, and your cooking show.
Joseph, why don't you come up here next?
I'm gonna show you how America really supposed to look.
Oh, wow, Joseph. Now that's an interesting flag.
Yeah, this is how the American flag's supposed to look.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, see, the American flag was a little too white for me. It was 50 white stars, 6 white stripes. We had to throw a little color on that bit. Yeah, add some black to that hole. Now it looks good. You know how black is superior. We make the best food, the best music, and we have the best athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, Joseph. You make some excellent points.
Yeah.
Good job. Why don't you go sit down? All right, I think that's everybody. Oh my. That's an empty desk. Oh, do we have a missing student? Oh, I better call Principal Steinbeck.
Huh, I wonder who the missing student's supposed to be.
Principal Steinbeck? Yes, I noticed there was an empty desk, and I was wondering if someone was skipping summer school.
Flag on the fucking plane! Is someone skipping summer school?
Principal Steinbeck!
Oh, who's skipping my class? Did you say someone's skipping my class? No one skips my class.
Well, there's an empty desk in the corner!
Empty desk? Who is that?
Oh, no, let me check the roll! Hey, Jeffy! The student's name is Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Oh, Mervin, I'm so excited to go to Hawaii for summer vacation and learn how to surf.
Yeah, I can't wait to get sunburn on my bald head.
Oh, coconut tits.
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, that's what they do. They put coconuts on their tits.
I don't know why they do that.
Oh, almond joy dick. Covered in chocolate with coconut in the center. Shit.
Jeffy, stop saying stuff like that. I don't understand how you passed school by being that dumb.
Well, I did, Daddy. Take a look at my report card again. All A's.
Yeah, I see the all A's. We understand. You're really smart. Let's just go to the airport.
Jeffy! Where are you?
What was that noise?
Sounds like someone broke in!
Jeffy!
Wait, Jeffy, isn't that your principal from school?
Yeah, he probably came by and said that I did a good job getting all A's on my report card.
Your son is skipping summer school. No one skips my summer school!
Wait. Jeffy doesn't need to go to summer school. Look, he got all A's on his report card.
Wait, let me see this. You really can't see this? He changed his F into an A with a crayon!
Wait, he didn't do that! Wait a minute! You goober! You goofball! You pulled a fast one on me!
Guilty as charged on the fast one.
Oh!
What about our vacation?
vacation.
We can't go because look at this. Look at this goober.
Well, first of all, I say we still go on vacation because I'm 19 and fuck that noise.
No, it's against the law. You can't skip my summer school class.
Well, the law can suck the all-encompassing area betwixt my ballsack and my asshole.
Oh, you're going to summer school! Come on.
Oh, my God.
Get in there. I don't think you guys heard me the first time. No one gets to skip my summer school class. The next one that tries, I guarantee you, I will hunt you down like a tiger and kill you with my own paws. You got that? Hmm? Perfect. Thank you. Get back to class.
All right, class. Well, that does it for our first day of summer school. And you heard the principal. None of us get to skip summer school. Not you and not even me. So I guess I'll see you Monday and the day after that and the day after that and all summer long.
Wow, guys, the first day of summer school wasn't bad. We got to color all day.
Yeah, pretty chill, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Mikey, you little bitch! Don't take your hands off his ass! Yeah, it's all black, bitch! You!
Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
Hey, Dad, look. I drew you as a balloon.
Wow, Jeffy, that's so good. We should put that on the refrigerator.
No, we're not putting that on the refrigerator. Jeffy, that's a dumb drawing. I'm not a balloon. I can never be a balloon.
Why was he trying to be creative?
I'm not a balloon, Jeffy.
Marvin, stop being so mean to Jeffy.
It's okay, Bobby. I'm just going to try my hardest not to cry.
Go to your room, Jeffy.
Then how could you be so mean to him?
I'm not a balloon. Listen, I'm just going to calm down. Let's just turn on the news and distract me.
Breaking news, UK. I'm here on scene with Super D, a hero who's just saved a woman from the burning building behind me. So tell me, Super D, how did you do it?
Well, I was on a Tinder date with this girl, and she wasn't really feeling me. So when she wasn't looking, I used my laser eyes to set her house on fire. So then I saved her from the fire, and now she's way into me, and she thinks I'm a hero.
A truly amazing hero. So tell me, why did you save the woman's life?
Well, I thought if I saved her life, she'd be eternally grateful for me and want to bang me. And honestly, I think it's going to work.
Incredible. The world needs more heroes like you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I gotta go reap the benefits of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow! Super D saved that girl! You know, we haven't heard from Super D in a while.
And let's hope we never do.
What's your problem, Marvin?
I'm just tired of hearing about your ex-boyfriends all the time. Like, imagine you had to hear about my ex-girlfriends all the time. What, you don't believe I have ex-girlfriends? Because I do.
Okay, Marvin.
And they're super hot.
Yeah, I bet, Marvin.
And with big boobies.
Yeah, the biggest boobie.
And they're super hot and freaks.
Yeah, I bet they were, especially with that hairline.
Yeah, I'm missing my hair because how freaky they were. Oh, they would pull my hair.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, so I settled down with you. I have like 30 ex-girlfriends that are hot.
30?
They are hot, super hot, hotter than you.
Okay, Marvin. Well, if that were true, then you wouldn't be so worried about my ex-boyfriends.
I'm not worried about your ex-boyfriends. I'm worried about you seeing my ex-girlfriends because they're so hot.
Yeah. All right, Marvin.
Oh, look, there's someone at the door. Okay. It's probably one of my girlfriends.
Oh, you better go get the door then.
Don't be mad when I answer it. She's naked. Hello?
Hey there.
Is Rose here?
Super D. Super Big D. What are you doing here?
Rose is in danger.
And we have to save her.
What kind of danger?
We don't have time to explain. Is she here?
Yeah, where is Rose?
She's not here. She just went to the store, I think.
Oh, let me use my super smell to see if she's in the vicinity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's here. I'll never forget that smell. She's upstairs.
Let's go get her.
Who was at the door? Let me guess, one of your ex-girlfriends.
No, it was two of your ex-boyfriends.
What?
Hey, Rose. What's up, sexy?
Super D, Super Big D, what are you guys doing here?
You're in danger.
And we came to save you.
What? From whom?
From him. Hey, Rose.
Super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, what are you doing here?
Who is that?
that?
That's Sam. He's one of my ex-boyfriends after Super D and Super Big D left me.
Why is he dressed like a Ninja Turtle, and why is his tail on the front of his costume?
What tail?
It's a tail. Put it away.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know little man was so insecure.
Why don't you just call him Sam? Why'd you call him Super Long-Lasting Super D whatever?
Well, the first night that we met, she came over to my place, and then the next morning, she just called me Super Huge Long-Lasting Big Girthy D, and it's true.
Can you please just take this gun and shoot me in the head?
Okay, bro.
Marvin, come on. We were only together once, and the next morning I had to go to the hospital.
Pull the trigger!
I'm trying, bro. There's no bullets in there. See, there's no clip, but I'll keep trying. I really want to help.
All right, I'm gonna go find bullets.
Marvin, get back here. Cut that out.
Well, what are they even doing here?
He's trying to kidnap Rose.
But why are you trying to kidnap her?
Because she's the best I ever had.
Me too.
Me three.
Aw, you guys!
What? So you guys want to fight over her?
I'll lose another leg over her.
Yeah, whoever wins gets to keep her.
Wait, I do not agree to this.
Oh, okay, you know what? I think we'll go in the other room while you guys settle this thing.
Bring it on, Super Huge, Long-Lasting, Big Girthy D.
All right, just let me get ready. 1 second. All right, I'm ready. Your funeral.
Stop my leg. Get it off. Help me.
I'm trying. There's a room in my neck.
Bite it.
It's choking me out.
Bite it.
All right, Rose, I think we need to have a talk.
About what, Marvin?
I think it would just be best if we just, you know, filed for a divorce.
What?
Yeah, I'm talking just a quick divorce, you know, no lawyers involved, just a paper that says it's over.
Marvin, calm down. I chose you. I married you, hairline and all.
I know, but now that I saw Super Long-Lasting, whatever the hell his name is, I just now realize that's not a tail. That's something else. And I'm really mad that he sewed a part of his costume just to fit it in there.
Yeah.
Rose!
Oh, he's coming!
Rose!
Get the closet,
Rose, I won! Rose, are you in here? Ugh! I'll just come back later.
I think he's gone. Let's go check on the others.
Guys, what happened?
We got our asses kicked, bro.
Yeah, we were no match for his D.
It was just too big.
It was too girthy.
Come on, you guys. You could have taken him.
We tried, but our Ds weren't big enough.
Yeah, we tried to combine Ds, and it still didn't work.
Come on, guys. You have muscles and superpowers.
Oh, no. We need an army of Ds.
We need a nuclear D.
Rose, please tell us, what was the best D you ever had?
Well, I married Marvin for a reason.
Oh, no. No way.
No, there's no way this little shrimp is packing.
No, I don't believe it. He must be a grower, because I can't see it.
He's Super Best I Ever Had, D.
Oh, I don't believe it. I guess we must bow down to him. We're not worthy.
It must be so big.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, that's right. It is big. I'm Super Best he's ever had, D, so you better listen to me. I got the biggest one.
We got to get this man a costume.
Yeah, fast. Come on, let's get one.
And we have to assemble the Avengers of D.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Marvin. Go kick his D.
That's right. I'm going to go kick him right in the D because I'm the best she's ever had, D. Do you really mean that?
Yes, of course, Marvin.
Okay. Oh, I heard someone at the door.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go answer that. Oh, man. Please answer.
Hey, Marvin. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I need your help. So my wife has a...
You called me buddy? We really are buddies, aren't we, Marvin? We're best buds.
Yeah, we're the bestest buddies ever. Anyway, I need your help.
We should have a secret handshake.
What?
We should have a secret handshake that only we know since we're best buddies.
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that. Anyway, I need your help.
Look, it can't be too long, though, because I don't have a good memory for that kind of thing. We have to keep it very simple.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. Anyway, my wife has a lot of...
And it has to be fast, too, because I don't want anybody else to see our secret handshake and steal it. It has to be just between us, so we should do it really fast so nobody else can pick up on it.
Okay, no one's going to want to steal it because no one's going to care, but listen, we'll work on that later. Listen, I need your help.
Actually, should I just come over right now so we can practice our secret handshake?
No, I'm very busy and that's why I need your help. See, my wife, she has a lot of ex-boyfriends that are very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, it's rough, isn't it? Us little guys, we just can't compete. You know, and I don't even want a big one. You know, I mean, I don't need that. I bet it would be messy. And besides, my wife says the big ones hurt anyway, so she doesn't want that. So, I mean, I don't
Yeah, I don't want a big one either. I've never said I want one of those. Anyway, I told my wife that I have a lot of hot ex-girlfriends. So do you know any hot girls I can pretend to be my ex-girlfriend?
Well, there's a girl that works at the strip club I could probably send over there.
Yeah, send her over here. And can you get her to dress like a superhero?
Oh, Marvin, you freaky bastard. Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
All right, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Are you sure you don't want me to come over to practice our secret handshake right now?
No, I don't have time for that, but you just practice some over there.
Okay, I will start Googling handshakes we can try later.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hello?
Dun-da-da-da! super hoe's here.
I gave her that name. It's clever, right, Marvin? Because she's a stripper?
Oh, yeah, very clever, super hoe. What are you doing here, buddy?
Well, I had to show her where you live. I don't want her to get lost.
Oh, my God. Who is this Superman?
That's my boy Marvin. Right, Marvin? We don't have a secret handshake yet, but we will.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, I need you to pretend to be one of my ex-girlfriends. Like, obsessed with me. I left you. You cried on me every night. I was the best man you've ever been with.
Okay, but when do you pay me?
Oh, yeah, Marvin, I haven't paid it yet, so you're gonna have to do that. And, you already owe her about 500 bucks, because she did me a favor. But it's okay, because we're bros, right? Who cares? You know, just don't kiss her. Actually, you know what? Do kiss her. Who cares? My fluids are your fluids, because we're best buddies. Actually, speaking of that, I had some ideas about our secret handshake. Hold out your hand, I want to show you. So we do one of these, and we do one of these, and we go like this, and then we go, pow! And then we play rock, paper, scissors. And you let me win every time, because you do paper, and I'm gonna do scissors, and then when we're out in public, people are gonna be like, damn, that guy's really good at rock, paper, scissors, and it's gonna make me feel really good, because I'm winning every time. But then you're gonna feel bad, because you're losing every time. So what if we take turns winning at rock, paper, scissors? So I'll win this time, and then you win next time, and then I'm not gonna wanna do it next time, because I know I'm gonna lose, and then we're gonna forget the handshake, because we're not doing it. So how about we just actually play rock, paper, scissors for real, and whoever wins, wins. But it should be, the best 2 out of 3. Actually, you know what? Best of 7. And we go on shoot. We don't do rock, paper, scissors. We do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But we can't say it out loud, because then somebody might hear it, and they might know our secret handshake. So we have to be like, Okay, maybe we should say shoot, so we know when to shoot. So we just be like, shoot. But then, if we're in public, and I say shoot, somebody might think that I'm actually gonna shoot somebody, so I don't think we should do that. No rock, paper, scissors! How about we don't do that? How about we do patty cake? The whole thing! Baker's man and all, you know? But again, we can't say it out loud, so it's just gonna be, you know, we're gonna look like mimes fighting. But
okay, but buddy, listen, how about you just go back home and go back to the drawing board and come back when you have it figured out?
Yes, you're right, back to the drawing board. You know what, I was thinking maybe I could go to Walmart and pick up like a jump rope and some jacks. We're gonna have props! We're gonna have a lot of props for our handshake, Marvin, a lot of props!
Okay, yeah, a lot of props. Do whatever you want, buddy.
Ooh, a chalk. We get chalk, and we do some hopscotch for our handshake. It'd be so cool. I'm so excited, Marvin. This
Go figure that out. All right, listen. I need you to pretend to be my ex-girlfriend in front of my wife. Come on.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Oh, you know, just my super hot ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, right, Marvin.
No, I'm being serious. I broke up with her years ago, and now she's crawling back to me, begging for me back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Marvin, please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, she's right here. Her name is Super Tight Wet. Doesn't take a long time to finish, doesn't have a smell, doesn't have a bad taste, it loves Marvin V.
Oh, hi, nice to meet you.
And she's also a superhero.
Oh my God, Marvin, she can help fight super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D. Oh my God, I know him. Owie.
Okay, that's it, you can leave.
But you owe me $500.
I'm not paying for his blowy, leave.
Marvin, she could have helped.
Baby, she wasn't a real superhero. She wasn't even my ex-girlfriend. I hired her to make you jealous. You didn't even give a shit.
Marvin, you gotta get in your costume and go.
Okay, fine. Where'd they put it? Ugh, this costume is so uncomfortable.
Hey, sick costume, Marvin. Or should I call you Super Best She's Ever Had, D?
Yeah, that's so crazy. I still can't believe it.
Now, don't question the queen.
Okay, so it's just us three fighting?
Yeah, this is the Avengers of D. But I also called in Mosquito Man because I thought we needed a fourth person. Come here, Mosquito Man.
Mosquito Man, what's he doing here? He doesn't even have any powers.
Now, hold on. He might not be able to get STDs. You see, he got bit by a mosquito when he was a kid, and he got West Nile virus, and he thinks maybe that made him immune to all STDs, because he's had a lot of unprotected sex, but he's never caught an STD. But he's not really sure, so every time he does have unprotected sex, he still gets really worried that he might get an STD.
I know, you've explained this before. He basically has no powers.
Yeah, but if Super Huge, Long-Lasting, Big Earthy D has an STD, then Mosquito Man might be able to not catch it.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing in the world. What is he really here for?
Well, he's got a cool costume.
Okay, when are we gonna start fighting?
He's here. Alright, who's ready for a big serving of defeat? Alright, Avengers, assemble!
We're already assembled.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, go fuck him up!
Wait, me?
Yeah, Marvin, you're a leader. You're Super Best She's Ever Had, D. Go get him!
Well, she would save the best for last. Mosquito Man, you go first!
Yeah, go get him, Mosquito Man!
Alright, who's next?
Mosquito Man, no!
You monster! You will pay for that!
Why don't we just all attack him at once?
Oh yeah, good thinking, Super Best She's Ever Had, D. Let's get him!
Yeah, you go get him.
Bring it!
Come on, little man, bring it! Let's see why she calls you the best she's ever had. Actually, you know what, I need to see for myself.
Oh, no, no, no!
Why is it so tiny? Oh, it burns my eyes!
I did it! Everyone get him!
Uncle!
He gives up! We win!
Yeah! Hey, baby.
Who are you?
It's me, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Wow, I didn't recognize you in your costume.
Yep, and I just defeated super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
Wow, Marvin, I knew you could do it. And you know what? I love the costume, Marvin. It's very hot.
Yep, all your ex-boyfriends know that I'm truly packing, I guess.
Okay, Marvin, I got all the stuff we need for our secret handshake. So we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and then we're going to do jump rope, and then we're going to play bop it, and then we're going to do hopscotch, and then we're going to play catch with this little sticky ball thing. Marvin, I love it. Costumes, that's such a great idea. We should have secret handshake costumes, and we wear them under our clothes, so whenever we're about to do our secret handshake, we just rip our clothes off like we're Superman. Marvin, this is so cool. I love having a best buddy.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come here with your delicious looking ass. I know this is going to be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green though. Woohoo, it's going to be delicious. Oh man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys. I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three. I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jolly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb, that's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're a broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait, what are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody.
Wait, dude, what, I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get off me.
Get off of him, Cody.
Don't touch me, Junior.
You don't touch us.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys, we have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Phoebe, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But wait, prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man! That's really Mike! Mike really in my kitchen! Oh, he knows how to sing a song!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right.
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor, me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh, what the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man? You are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arms.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a... I'm...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, Doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's going to, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La, 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 just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay, well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right, but he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye, or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it, the only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. How about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, I think super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You weren't talking about you. It was about Timmy. We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got to get along. That was Timmy!
Yes! Oh, God, it hurts. Oh, ow, ow, it's everywhere. Ow, ow, it's everywhere. Oh, God, that hurt
hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm going to turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, they're all. I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredients, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
When's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Daddy, want to hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got you mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car. So I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Oh, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping. And balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man, Monday Night Football, Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, do you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm gonna pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor. Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see what? Under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait, aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm going to drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
All right, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh, no, guys. My Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know. We're in the middle of Texas.
Well, what can we do?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a scary movie, Marvin. Serial killers don't really exist.
Guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Well, everyone, please stop being chicken shits. We need gas, and there are no gas stations within 100 miles. This is our last chance to get gas so we can make it to that game. Wait, somebody check the score.
It's 7-7 in the second quarter.
Oh, shit. We really gotta hurry up if we want to get there before overtime.
How do you know it's gonna go to overtime?
It will.
I want to stay in the car.
Okay, Princess Crybaby, you can stay in the car. Marvin, Jeffy, us men can go knock on the door.
Oh, Marvin, I hate to do this. I'm going to be respectful in case they're sleeping, so I'm not going to ring the doorbell. I'm just going to knock quietly.
Hey! Hey, we're trying to make it to the Cowboys game! Open up! Open up! I know you're in there!
Oh, Marvin, I think we woke him up. Look at that bedhead. Oh, and look at the chainsaw. He must have thought we were intruders. Hey there, scary man. I'm really sorry I woke you up, but you see that Hyundai Sonata over there? Yeah, the one in stormy sea blue? Yeah, it's mine. Paid off and everything. Yeah, it's got a backup camera, it's got heated seats, the works. It's really nice. Now, I'm not looking to sell, but if you make me an offer I can't refuse, you could take it off my hands. Marvin, I don't think he wants to buy my car.
No, ask for gas.
Oh, the gas. Right, right. Yeah, so we were driving through Texas trying to make it to the Cowboys game, and judging by that American flag next to your door, I'm assuming you're familiar with America's team, but our car ran out of gas, so if you can give us just, like, a gallon or two, we could make it to the next creepy fucking house. Oh, Marvin, I think he wants us to follow him.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have something I can drink? I'm pretty thirsty. He does not brush his teeth. Man, I really hope he's not one of those people that gives you tap water and then he's got a fridge full of soda. Those people are assholes. Oh, what's that? That Hawaiian punch? Marvin, that's a cup of blood.
Blood?
Yep, I'm just gonna put that right down. Oh, look at that. That's a human hand. Oh, Marvin, we interrupted his dinner. How rude of us. Yeah, I think we should probably be going now. Oh, no, no, thank you. We already ate mushrooms. We're good.
All right, Joe. No, Jeff, you're not gonna eat a hand.
Okay, we can knock that off.
Yeah, guys, stop.
We should get out of here. I know, Marvin. I'm just trying not to piss him off because he has a face on his face. Hey, listen, I would love to eat that hand, but I actually don't like my hand cold. So could you just put that in the microwave for me? Holy fuck.
That is the other hand and the whole arm.
Okay, yeah, you can just put that in the microwave and we're gonna get the fuck out of here!
Run to the car!
No, he'll be expecting that. Let's go to that creepy shed over there. They might have gas.
Close the door,
close the door, close the door. Okay, I think we're safe.
Oh, Marvin, he's crying. Now I feel bad. Should we open the door?
No, look for gasoline!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, cheer up, buddy. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
Oh, Daddy, there's more food over here.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God! What the fuck?
Oh my God, no, this is not good. Guys, it's already halftime, we really need to get moving.
Well, look at this!
Oh, sweet Jesus, he killed his grandmother and ate her eye out with a spoon. Oh God, that is so metal. Oh, look at this leg! Oh yeah, this guy is a psychopath. He is eating good tonight, this is Applebee's for him.
Look, we have to get out of here before he eats us.
I think we're probably fine, I mean, he has enough food to feed a whole village.
No, look at this, but there's a bucket of bones down there! We gotta get out of here, so look for gasoline!
Yeah, we really do need to hurry up, but it is only 10-7. So it could still go to overtime.
Come on, look for gas!
Okay. Marvin, look, a gas can! That could get us halfway down the street.
Okay, then go put it in the car so we can leave.
It looks like he was working on this truck. Huh, I guess our boy's a mechanic. He's not as stupid as he looks. If we were having engine trouble, he could have helped us.
Oh my God, guys! Hi!
Okay, Marvin, I like our hiding spot under the truck. It's awesome. It's very comfortable down here. Reminds me of being a little kid playing hide and seek. Of course, back then, if I got caught, I didn't get murdered.
Grandma!
Oh, he just realized what he did. That's sad. Oh, never mind. He thinks he's at Chili's eating baby back ribs.
Oh, no. He's coming this way. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're the one doing all the talking.
Shut up.
He put the chainsaw down.
Oh, he's having a snack while he works on his truck.
Boom, boom.
Who the fuck gave this guy a driver's license?
Oh, look, his shoes are untied. Try to tie him so that when he runs after us, he trips and falls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, Marvin. The only problem is I don't have legs. I've never had to tie shoes before. Oh, shit, he dropped a snack. Oh, thank God, Marvin. I really thought he saw us.
Oh, wait, where's he going?
Oh, it looks like he's going to play his claw machine.
Cookie. Today, cookie. 25? 50. Come here, big cookie.
Oh, no, Marvin. He's trying to win Jeffy in the claw machine.
Fuck! Fuck!
I hope he keeps losing.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it this time. Fuck! Fuck, Grandma! Fuck! This is it. I'm going to get you, Cookie. I'm going to get you. This is it. This is it right here. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! This is ripped! This is ripped, Grandma!
How many goddamn quarters does this man have?
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Those are my last two quarters. Fuck! Fuck! No! Fuck! I'm getting you! No! Give me a...
Wait. While he's playing the claw machine, why don't we grab his chainsaw and hit him with it?
Good idea, Marvin.
Oh, come on. I gotta have two more quarters somewhere. Two more quarters. One, two. Come on. Thank you, Grandma. Come here. Come here, big cookie. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my God! I got it! Big Cookie! You're mine! Yes! Come here! Come here! Fuck! Fuck! Son of a whore! No! Come here! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck!
Okay, kill him with the chainsaw.
But Marvin, he's crying, and he just punted his dead grandmother's head like 60 yards. He could have been in the NFL.
But we have to save Jeffy.
But I don't have any more quarters.
Well, just open the door to the machine and get him out.
Oh, okay, I guess I could try that.
Grab. Come on, I'll meet the gas can. Hurry up and pop the gas.
Drink up, Frank Sinatra. I named my car Frank Sinatra. You know, like Frank Sinatra, because I drive a Hyundai Sonata in Stormy Sea Blue, heated seats, paid off.
I just want Cookie. Cookie missing? Oh, someone took Cookie. Fuck! Hell no!
Oh no, he's coming, run!
Now hold on, I gotta get every drop. Have you seen gas prices these days? Come on. Come on, I can hear a little bit more in there. Drink up! Oh, he's getting real close. Okay, screw this.
Drive off!
Wait, no! I have to pee. Can I use this guy's bathroom?
No!
We're getting the hell out of here. But first... Oh, man, guys, there's only 2 minutes left. Unless the Chargers get a field goal, there's no way it's going into overtime. But they do have the ball.
Oh, back up! Put it in reverse!
No, I thought I was going to drive forward, right into his house. Of course I'm going to put it in reverse. I'm not stupid. See that backup camera? I love this car so much. That's so useful.
Go!
It's doing collision detection because he's in the way.
Go!
Okay, fine! Whew, good thing we got away from that asshole. All right, now let's get to the game. Hold on, let me check the score. Oh, no. Guys, the game ended. The Cowboys won 20-17.
Wait, it says the game was in Los Angeles, not Dallas.
Wait, so you're telling me we drove to Texas for no fucking reason?
Yeah, that says the game was at the Chargers.
Damn it! Okay, fine. Let's turn around. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, guys. You would think I would know where the game was because I'm the one who bought the tickets, but no. Well, I mean, they play in Dallas next week if you want to see that.
No!
Okay, damn. Could have just said no thank you.
There's someone at the door. Can you get it?
It's not my house, but we could go together. That could be fun, you know, like friends. Hello?
Wait,
hold on. How the hell did you get here?
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, he fixed up his truck.
Do you have any quarters?
Oh, he just wants quarters. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in your car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane? Remember. See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil.
I want you to put it in my nose.
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel, and besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right, I don't think anything will happen.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
All right, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bags.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news. It is real.
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood! It actually happened! A plane landed upside down! We're not getting on that plane! We're gonna drive!
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger, landing on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because of all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
That was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be, like, in a big plastic ball that you just roll around like in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're like riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just like all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to like suffocate in the mattresses, so they can't be like that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy and you don't want to get crushed, so they'd have to be like stuck to the wall. And I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens, but then you'd have to make sure you have air holes so again you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that, but come on.
All right, come on, guys. Grab the luggage. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's going to be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1 minute and 42 seconds into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not going to pull out your wiener, Jeffy.
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm going to need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm going to need you to find room.
How am I going to find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it, it's dear. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could, there's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet.
Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room. We're overloaded as it is. It's his fault for flying economy.
So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane, I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but, like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's gonna bring me one anyway. And write this dude.
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts! Peanut bomb!
Okay.
Jeff, you do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1 minute, 42 seconds. Oh, hey, mate. You ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Well, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Everything's going to be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody. This is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is 7:30. So everybody just sit back, relax, and Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you say it.
I can't stop saying it. Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffy!
Here you go, sir.
Bitch, faster next time!
You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir, fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Like, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick!
Jeffy, goddamn it, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and then...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Or Jeffy, you're gonna get us in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe. Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's pretty bad.
Do I need to tape you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Jeffy, shut the fuck up.
We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, and we're probably going to crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane.